It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Three, two.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, if you say so. Richard Roper stepped in the studio. He's going to talk to us a little bit later on about a couple of different things, including the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Awards, which were last night?
Yeah, it started to reignited the feud I've had with Brad Pitt on and off, so I'll explain that a little bit. You know, oddly enough, kind of similar to the storyline in the premiere episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which we're going to talk a little
yes,
about.
Yes, and that we were told that is going to be something very different this year, and it has already proven to be that.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting bit of Larry basically burying himself as a comedic force. We'll tell you about that later on. All right. Shall we start with the top five? Five? Yes,
please.
Let's do that.
Number five.
Aaron Rodgers spoke to me. I'm sorry, Kim, I have to do this. Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media following his team's 37-20 loss over to the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. Rodgers says that he feels as though the Packers have a good group, and they're not far from competing with elite teams like San Francisco. And he believes that playing in Green Bay could have made a difference in this one, but finds this loss particularly disappointing since he knows how hard it is to get to this point.
It definitely hurts, I'd say, a little more than early in the career, just because you realize just how difficult it is to get to this spot. And with all the changes this offseason and with all the installation of a new system and a new program, to get to this point, you felt like it was something special because it, you know, it just didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't picked by most people to win our division.
Oh, God.
And we found a way to not only do that, but win a home playoff game and get to this spot. Just kind of felt like it was meant to be almost. So that is a little disappointing, a little more disappointing. Then you realize, you know, I don't have the same number of years ahead of me as I do behind me.
So you're dying?
It's slightly more disappointing.
It's a weather-related sniffle.
That's
there.
Honesty, oh, Roe.
Yeah. The big problem, I think, was they forgot to find seats on the team playing for the offensive line, so he didn't have one for the entire game. They just found four big fans in the stands, apparently, or five big stand guys, and said, hey, you want to be the center?
Oh, man. It was a sad, sad reality.
The guy hiked the ball to his own butt at one point, the center. Did you see that?
I do like the fact that he's now blaming not being in Green Bay for this.
Yeah.
So unfair to not have the NFC Championship game in Green Bay.
Well, maybe if you hadn't lost to San Francisco by a million points in the regular season, you might have had the home field advantage all the way through. Aaron. He's just mad because he's not going to be able to join Mahomes for another one of those insurance commercials at the Super Bowl.
Is Mahomes? Yeah, you know, I guess I'm kind of glad about that.
Yeah.
Because those commercials are really grating on me. Really grating.
How about the ones where Baker Mayfield's living at the Cleveland Stadium?
Even
which he
worse.
Actually might be doing at this point. Those didn't age well.
No.
And he's like, I've got 65,000 people coming tonight. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Well, if you do,
right? Yeah.
If you do, 45,000 of them hate you. Right? So don't worry about that. And is that his wife? Does anybody know the answer to
that's
that?
That's his. I don't know if he's married.
Or his girlfriend?
But, yeah, babe.
Hey, oh, so they're living in sin at the Cleveland Stadium?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Because she treats that like her house.
She's still waiting for a key under the mat there, gate A, one of these days. You said you're going to leave a key under the mat.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I do actually know how I feel about it, and I don't like it.
Okay.
But San Francisco looks great. This is going to be a great Super Bowl. It would have been a better Super Bowl in the sense of, you know, the great, 50 years later Super Bowl that where you've got Kansas City and you got Green Bay. And
it's the first Super Bowl.
Right.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That it was named after.
So that's where you would get on the 100th season of the NFL.
Yeah, amazing.
It seems like that would have been a really fitting kind of moment. But too bad Aaron couldn't, deliver that one. Yep. It's too bad about that.
He's Trubisky-esque in a couple of those plays. You don't want to be Trubisky-esque.
No big deal.
Okay. It's a tough one.
It's the only thing that made me feel good this year. I mean, this season has been this football season has been a real disappointment to me.
You hadn't mentioned that at all.
On a lot of levels. Yeah. And this, I suppose, turns into the only thing, I think, for a lot of Chicagoans, I think for a lot of Bears fans, I think this might have been the only moment that had any kind of redeeming.
What happened to that kicker they had that was really good for before they got Cody Parkey? Remember they had that one kicker for a long
Robbie,
time?
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, where'd
Robbie,
he go?
Robbie Gold. Where's
he got anything going?
You know what? There's a guy that has the same name that kicks for the 49ers.
Yeah, who very well.
Too. Didn't miss anything. As a matter of fact, set some sort of record for accuracy this season in 49ers history. And every kick was exactly splitting the uprights.
From 54 yards, he was hitting in you know, funky conditions. And then the kid that rushed for 712 yards and on 9 touchdowns was on the Bears practice team for a while. But he was on everybody's practice squad for a while. They let him go.
Just letting you know that. Okay.
That's a good five to start the week there, number five.
Let's check in with Lauren Lapka. She's got the traffic and the weather. Lauren? All right. The top five at five continues. Sir Richard Roper is in the studio with us and coming up his thoughts on what happened last night in Hollywood, especially with the story that everybody in America is concerned about. Will Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get back together again?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. At the SAG, it was the SAG Awards, which is interesting because they're both getting older.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Number four.
Kim Kardashian. West. You have to add that. Wants you to know that she is more than just a reality TV star and an extended butt.
Okay.
Oxygen, the TV network, has released a trailer for Kim Kardashian West's The Justice Project, a two-hour documentary set to debut in April. The documentary follows her as she speaks with prison inmates, lobbies public officials, and works with a team of lawyers to reduce the sentences of four inmates whom they believe were unfairly sentenced.
There is a mass incarceration problem in the United States.
Kim went to war for me.
I just said, you know, use me. I want to help her. I started to get letters hearing the circumstances of their lives. I went into this knowing nothing. And then my heart completely opened up.
How long have you been in for?
I've been incarcerated since I was 16 years old.
There are a lot of people making bad choices after a lifetime of trauma. People deserve a second chance.
I have a question, though.
Okay.
I mean, I understand this whole idea of people who, you know, were selling marijuana on the streets.
Exactly.
And got picked up for it, even if they're part of a marijuana sales distribution system on the streets. But they weren't carrying a gun, and they haven't been accused of any violence. Right. I do understand those people, especially now that marijuana is legal, you know, in the state by state, but in Illinois, I understand that. And I think that there should be not just rehabilitation for that, but there should be an opportunity for business advancement in that because they happen to know a little something about it.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff they got put away for could get somebody the Small Business Person of the Year award from the state of Illinois in 2020. It's the exact same stuff.
That's exactly right.
Found innovative ways to repackage and, you know. So, look, you got, she's sincere, right? She's Aaron Buttovich here is what she is what I'm saying.
Wow.
See what I did there? Yeah, but I mean, remember she went to the White House.
That's the point. That's going to pop up here now. You know that's going to be in this documentary of her sitting there getting her picture taken with the president. The president just retweeted that for some reason of her standing there. Because I guess she had tweeted it and he retweeted it. I don't know, whatever it is.
That's going to be on the Oxygen.
Yep.
And they have that music like all the time when she's walking down the halls. And yeah, you also think about the inmates. Geez, you know. That's like the ultimate. They're all making drawings of someone who looks like Kim Kardashian.
Some of them might be assuming that their cellmate is Kim Kardashian at inappropriate moments.
Well, I think it's honorable that she's using her fame for justice.
Okay.
And a TV show.
Exactly. That would be my criticism of it. But, you know, far from me. There are people. This is the world that we live in now. This is how it is. I'm telling you, people think I'm crazy when I say this. I think before 2030, somebody from that family will run successfully for high office, maybe as high as the president.
Kylie. Kylie's got congressperson written all over her.
I kind of think it's Kanye. And I think Kanye could get elected.
He's going to get jealous, too. He gets very jealous of Kim. Are you talking to Doobie Donnie again?
That could be
number three.
Could be bad.
Sorry, you okay? I have a piece of tuna in my lungs.
That's good.
I mentioned this earlier on the program. I inhaled something that ended up being debris. I should be all right.
50-50.
But right now, thoughts and prayers. Kevin, thoughts and prayers.
Upper body injury.
Tease and peace.
The annual Cubs convention took place at the Sheraton Grand Hotel over the weekend. Fans packing to see some of their favorite players ahead of the 2020 season. But one of the best moments of the weekend always comes when the youngest fans of the team get their shot to quiz their new favorite. Now, this is the annual kids-only press conference. Javier Baez, Jason Hayward, Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, along with Clark the Cub. Oh my God, did they let him speak? Okay. He just did the hand gestures, I'm told.
Excellent.
And a blackboard.
Okay.
Oh, he's literate. they all field the questions from the kids. Here's what it sounded like.
What was going through your mind when you won the World Series?
I started like freaking out like a little kid. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Don't slip, KB.
Our question is for Javi. Javi, why are you
so cute?
How do you answer that?
I have a question for Rizzo. Will you be my Valentine?
Yeah, no, my wife's right here, so definitely love to take a picture, maybe buy you some chocolate.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I can be your hero, baby.
I was going to ask you, what's your favorite joke?
Hey, come on, Riz. You got something.
He got all the jokes.
Yeah, all of them.
I don't know. David Ross is our manager?
That actually works.
That's good. One of the little kids. How do you feel about the expansion of the greater business district around Wrigley Field and the Ricketts money grab in favor of trying to get a better team on the field?
What is your thought of the Houston Astros cheating scandal?
Too soon.
There's always some kid who's going to, Future Lawyers of America Society, who's going to step up there and say exactly that.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have a question. Do you think the collective bargaining agreement will be able to protect you in case there's mass firings as a result of the cheating scandal?
Kim Kardashian just signed to represent some of the Houston Astros and get them justice. That's just breaking news.
All right, checking in it.
Number two. Neil Pionk put it up the board. Picked off by Gustafson, left point. Put it down to Kane, back in the net. He sent it in for Carpenter. Sonny City scores! And Patrick Kane has a 1,000 NHL points! He'll get the second assist on this goal, and the Blackhawk players are all off the bench to skate down to the corner and mob Patrick Kane in the corner to the left of the Jets net. Congratulations, Patrick Kane! 1,000 career NHL points! What a moment for the Hawks!
He becomes the 90th player to reach 1,000 points. When you think about how many players there have been
incredible.
In the NHL, that is pretty incredible. But he also becomes the fastest ever to reach the 1,000 points. He
That's
averaged
amazing.
Over more than a point a game over his career.
Incredible. And only, I think, the fourth Blackhawk, Bobby Hull, Makita, and Savard, I believe.
Correct. And the lone American.
Really?
Yes.
That's stunning. I would have thought there. So that's incredible.
He spoke about
amazing.
What it felt like last night.
I've been very fortunate. You know, I got drafted to a great franchise, great organization with some great players. Played with some unbelievable players over my career. You know, obviously it's nice to share with guys like Donk Siebes, Taser Crow, Sauter, those guys that have been around for a long time. And, obviously you fans too. You guys have meant the world to me, and it's been a fun ride. So looking forward to the next portion of my career.
It's amazing. Well, I mean, you think about it. We've talked about this. 20 years from now, maybe not even that long, there will be statues of Taves and King outside the United Center alongside
yes.
Makita and Bobby Hull won three Stanley Cup championships. And they're both Hall of Famers, first ballot Hall of Famers.
Right. That's absolutely right. And there should be. And think about the turnaround, too, for him personally.
Yes.
In the middle of all of that craziness that happened a couple of years ago.
It was
like 5 years ago.
Very early in his career where it could have gone the wrong way. And you got to give him a lot of credit, and the people around him who certainly helped him to turn things around and get his focus where it should be.
And finally,
number one.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And it's also the day that the United States Navy officially names its newest aircraft carrier, the USS Doris Miller, after Doris Dory Miller, who saved the lives of his shipmates and then valiantly fought attacking Japanese forces during the attack on Pearl Harbor, bravery for which he was awarded the Navy Cross, the first African-American to receive the honor. Almost 2 years after his valor at the battle, Miller gave his life for his country when the ship he was in sank during a battle. The USS Doris Miller will be the first aircraft carrier named for an enlisted sailor and the first named for an African-American. At the naming ceremony, Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley presided over the Martin Luther King celebration for African-American heroes of World War II held on Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam.
Dory Miller's example, his leadership, and his courage under fire went on to inspire millions and increase pressure on the Navy to expand opportunities for African Americans to serve in every capacity. Dory Miller's story also had profound and lasting impact beyond the Navy. Newspapers around the country cited his story as an argument for broader civil rights and equality. The great civil rights leader A. Philip Randolph cited Miller as he successfully pressured President Roosevelt to end discrimination in the defense industry. Randolph also used Miller's story as inspiration for a planned march on Washington, D.C., a march that would finally come to fruition so famously and so consequentially in August of 1963. So in a very real sense, those who witnessed Dr. King unabashedly state, "I have a dream," they all have Dory Miller to thank and to honor and to respect for his contributions for making that day 20 years later possible.
Now, what's interesting is you've seen the movie, the Michael Bay version of Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the character that Cuba Gooding plays.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And there is, and there's a little bit of a, there's a difference in some of the actions there, but it's show Cuba Gooding is playing, you know, this character who does all these heroic things. Oh, yeah, you know, he was a cook, right, on the line in the bottom of the boat, and he came up and he, you know, took over a 50 cal. He did all the things he was supposed to do.
Amazing.
And he helped other guys get off the boat and to get up, you know, as it was going down. It's just an incredible mm-hmm. story. So when it comes to military honors, and specifically to naval honors, mm-hmm. having an aircraft carrier named after you, it doesn't get much bigger than that. It's only been named after major battles. Then there was the USS Enterprise, which is named after a previously existing ship. Presidents get their own mm-hmm. aircraft carriers. This is
incredible.
A gigantic, gigantic honor. So congratulations to the Navy, and congratulations to the Miller family as well for that. All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.